I do, of course I do. Yeah, I do. A lot.
So are you in a relationship with her?
It's complicated. It's
complicated. Oh my God. Yeah. Well done, sir. Africa, well done, sir.
Emmanuel, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hello?
Yes, what's up?
I'm good.
What's your name?
My name is Aziz.
Okay, good.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro.
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Yeah, speaking with Chris Daniel now. Speak up. What do you want to ask him? What do you want to say?
Okay, I want to ask him on his next achievement. Like, so doing some whiskey, the video. What is his next achievement?
Can't even hear him.
Okay, would you say that again, please?
It's gonna be good seeing him.
Yeah. We're putting out a record already. Myself and Weez are putting out a record this month, April.
Is that what?
I'm putting out a record with Weez this month.
Where's the new album dropping now?
I'm Golan calling from Sabo.
Golan, I'll speak with Kiss Daniel.
Yeah, I just want to ask Kiss Daniel that is it every time check their DMs, like you said, for example, now Barry J, he checked his DMs and liked his call. Like, is it every time you check their DMs
for,
you know, messages? Yeah, Kiss Daniel.
All right, we were going to answer that one live. So, Kiss, is it every time you check your DMs?
I'm always checking my DMs.
Why are you checking your DMs for, babes? Who slides into your DMs? Who has slid into your DMs that is popular?
You really want me to start mentioning?
Duh, of course.
No, I don't think I can do that.
So, but there have been popular women who have slid into your DMs.
Definitely not. Nah. I'm Kiss Daniel now. So.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse the heck out of me. He said, I'm Kiss Daniel. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's it.
Okay.
No, yeah. Anyways, I do check my DMs, and I check my DMs. I scout for upcoming artists, like, new talents, you know, to pick up. And that's how I met Barry J. So I still do, and I will forever too. I don't joke with my DMs.
So why not any female artists yet? Why haven't you signed any? Did Chidinma ban you from that? I'm just asking.
Actually, I've not seen the one that I am really into for now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm definitely on the lookout for a female artist.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. People want to know, so you said you're releasing a song. Is it your song or is it Wizzy's song?
My song, actually.
Okay, so you have a song featuring Wizkid that is going to be out in April.
Yeah. I'm dropping a song featuring Wizkid this month, and then a song of DJ Gino's song featuring myself.
How did the Wizkid collaboration happen? Did you reach out? Did he reach out? What happened?
I reached out to him.
Okay.
On social media. I think it was on Twitter or Instagram. And then he replied, and I was like, okay, good. I want us to work together on this song. And then he's a very good guy, you know. Wiz is a very calm, good guy. So he invited me over.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we had a beautiful session. We recorded like 3 songs.
Oh, good. Just like that. You asked for one and you got 3.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, we're just coming from his place now.
Okay.
Yeah, we get to conclude some songs, so we...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Any other collaborations we should know of? Is there an album coming? I mean...
Oh, yeah, about the album. I'll be dropping an album next year, 2019, because I have a whole lot of collaborations dropping this year, so it's just going to be too much Kiss Daniel this year, so I just want to go easy on it.
Mm-hmm.
I still have, like, a lot of collaboration this year, you know? So I just want to hold up on it, and then next year I give them an album.
Why were you prevented from doing collaborations in your previous?
I don't know why, but
You always wanted to, but they told you no.
Yeah, definitely. The Sugar Boy is an example. He's not doing collaborations too. Yeah, so it's not just me.
I don't think that strategy is working. But no, I personally don't think it's working. But hey, it is what it is.
Actually, it helped. Somehow
for you?
Yeah, for me. Yeah, I think it helped. Like initially, it did, but then you know,
after some time,
it just started getting boring.
I just realized that one day I actually said it on air that you know how like you'd go to events and you'd run into artists.
Yeah,
they might not actually be performing. They're just there to attend. It could be a comedy show. Yeah. It could be anything. Yeah. Or it could be at a club or a bar or whatever birthday.
Yeah.
I never ran into you anywhere. Anywhere, and I was like, is it that they? It's like, yes, to the studio, then you, and then that's it. Go back home. What was it?
Jeez.
So you weren't allowed. Wow.
No. I'm just.
So what is you? Is it that you were not allowed to fraternize? Like
no. I think it's just my kind of person.
Okay, so you don't go out much.
I'm a very, very, very good at person. So I'm always indoor. I'm not fun. I'm a fun person.
Mm-hmm. But I was just like, is it that it was starting to look like you were being held captive?
No.
You didn't say that. I'm the one. It was starting to look like, because like I said, and then I'm not the kind of person who goes out a lot. Why are you laughing? You're laughing so much. I'm wondering what is going on. The people around you are starting to look nervous. What's happening? What's going on?
No, nothing.
Okay.
So I'm complete introvert. I'm always in the house. You know, just I'm always in the studio. Let me just put it that way. Always recording, always working. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's me.
What would you call your sound? What would you say? Like if someone were to tell you to
Afropop.
Explain. Okay.
Afropop, just that's it. Basic. Afropop.
Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play the guitar.
Oh, nice. We've never seen you do that.
Yeah, exactly. I was even telling my manager that I'm going to put up a video, maybe perhaps tomorrow, of me playing a guitar, because I know most people don't know I do play a guitar. So.
Because I listened to your last album and even all your songs, and it's the instruments are very clear. Like it's like someone takes the time to make sure that the production is crisp, that you can hear, you know, especially your album, you could tell that okay, this was an experienced band and producers that worked with you on that.
Big shout out to Foster Zeno, by the way, because he did a lot on that album.
Mm-hmm.
He mixed the whole album within a month.
Okay.
We lost the data of the song, so we had to start re-recording again, and he had to mix the whole song, like 20 songs within a month. Yeah, he did a great job.
Being by yourself, is it a scary thing?
Like, very scary.
You know, you were with them for what, two, three? I don't know. Three and a half years, and all of a sudden you're on your own, you're independent.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to make decisions?
It's very difficult, but right now I don't think I even make the decision like on my own now. I have a couple of people I'm working with.
How did you assemble the people that you're working with? So I know that, I mean, you have this powerhouse manager here, you know. You can hear me. I know you can hear me. How did you assemble your team? How did you handpick and say, okay, this person, this person, this person?
Let me just say, God just brought them away. Like, personally, you know, when I left, I was very aggressive, like, towards everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody near me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, no way, man. I'm just going to be on my own for the rest of my life, you know. But at some point, I just figured, man, I can't do it alone. I need people. So I just started. And then God started picking them one. Okay, you. Approach case. You. Approach case. You. Approach case. So everything just sank.
You haven't had your fingers burnt yet by anyone?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But if it go happen, we go bloody. You go bloody, man.
Wow.
Because right now, I can't even afford to have a bad business with anyone right now. No, I can't afford that.
So let's now talk about this issue of your age. Once and for all, can you just be straightforward for once and just answer the question?
Yeah.
How young or how old are you? Come back to the mic.
Of course that.
Why did you lean back? Move forward. Explain.
Yeah, Kistania was born. Kistania is 24. I'll be 24 this year, 1st of May.
Okay. So why did you tell people 19 one time?
When was that?
I think you went on, was it Rubbing Minds or, I can't remember.
At that time, man, there was this little thing, like, I didn't really understand the question. No, because it was coming like, oh, what happened? Somebody dug up something, blah, 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 then. So I was still, you know, young and naive. I didn't really know what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was after the interview, I was like, oh, I said this, oh, wow, wow, really. You know, as an artist, man, mentally, everything tally works hand in hand. You know, you have to always be in check. So that's it.
So basically you're 24.
Yeah, I'll be
when is your birthday?
First of May.
Hey, turn up. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
What do you mean?
I'm planning to, I want to go to Zanzibar though.
With who? That's a lie. Zanzibar is a couple's destination. That's not the kind of place you go with your brother, bro. Just saying. And I will be checking your social media. And I will be checking, you know who, social media. I'll be watching closely.
You ain't gonna see nothing.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I'm watching you.
All right.
You don't know my former name back in the day. 411. No, Miss 411. I get all the details, bro.
Oh, my God.
I will find out. Zanzibar, say, want to go with your brother, Juka. You want to go with your brother. Okay, but what about female artists? Are there any female artists that you are interested in collaborating with? I know you've worked with Tiwa once back in the day. For the Woju remix, Abi?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so any female artists right now? Because there are a bunch of female artists out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I already have something with Simi.
With who? With Simi. Oh, yeah. Well, that would be good.
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Really crazy.
What?
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm on a song with Shay Shay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think she's...
Yes, and I just played the Omaomi one as well. So yeah. What is the process like for you? How do you make music? How does it? Do you write your songs? Do you get songs from other people? How does it go?
What?
Your process of making music.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just, I think...
Like, is it that you start with the lyrics, you start with the melody? What do you do? How does it go?
Oh, I listen to the beat and I try to make sense out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to understand the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And make sense out of it, and then I record. That's how I do it.
Producer.
Most time, mm-hmm. yeah. Most time I write my songs, mm-hmm. and I allow the producer just come through and then give him the basic progression of the song, and mm-hmm. then we just vibe.
What was the fastest song you've ever written?
Would you?
And what was the song that gave you the most stress? You know how you'd work on a song and you're like, something, so it's not
that's
quite...
Yeba.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Yeba. Yeba was too much stress.
But it was worth it, though.
Yeah. You know, the backups, I did everything myself. The uncle stopped touching, I did it myself.
Oh, that was you?
The female voice, everything.
Why did you include that uncle stopped touching?
Oh, yeah, it's just
because it rubs
part.
People some the wrong way a little bit. Do you understand why?
I don't think I do, but... I don't know.
I think it triggers a few people maybe who have been touched or assaulted by